2026 general elections. Action Aid Zambia has expressed concern over persistent gender income disparities in the country, citing findings from its latest analysis of an International Monetary Fund IMF report. And Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has taken a strong lead in provisional results from Thursday's presidential election, the electoral agency has said. Ends the headlines.
You go, the people you meet, the things you do. Introducing Shaka Soft Drinks, a unique, refreshing drink that celebrates greatness. Shaka, celebrate greatness.
Put on a show. Could have Diana.
up your day.
What's cooking? Cooking is the process of producing safe and edible food by preparing and combining ingredients by applying heat in most cases.
Carbohydrates are in two forms. We have the simple carbohydrates and then we have the complex carbohydrates.
Monday to Friday at 13:05.
From Sunday to Friday, I don't take any sugar. So am I risking my life or I'm on the good diet?
A healthy diet through life promotes health, pregnancy outcomes, supports normal growth, development and aging, helps to maintain a healthy body weight and reduces the risk of chronic diseases, leading to overall health and well-being.
Diet plays a bigger role in physical activity. Actually, I think 80% of weight management is from the diet.
The diet.
Physical activity plays very little. Physical activity is good, of course, to, you know, burn out the excess. It's important to also release, emotional stress. It helps in that regard. But when it comes to weight management, when it comes to management of...
What's cooking Monday to Friday at 13:05 hours? Only on Millennium Radio.
Friday once again, a lovely good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome to What's Cooking, and on the Friday's edition, you know how we do things. We bring CSO Sun Alliance who come through with different topics, but of course everything that they do look at is in line with food and nutrition. This afternoon, I'm your host on the program, and of course my name is Moelo Akapaso. I'm super happy that you could join us on the show today. So feel free to, I beg your pardon, to call in and submit your contributions once the program is underway, once we open the lines. Today's topic is understanding the benefits, myths, and best uses of water. This is what we'll be looking at. Understanding the benefits, myths, and best uses of water. So like I said, it's CSO Sun with us in the studio. Marjorie Chilufya is our guest, a nutritionist, and of course she's going to break it down for us so that at the end of the day, at the end of the program, you should have picked at least something. So Marjorie, good afternoon. You're welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mula. Good afternoon to you and to our listeners as well.
Okay, Marjorie, we go straight into the discussion. So looking at our topic today is understanding the benefits, myths, and best uses of water.
Mm-hmm.
So water is essential for life and health, and we use it either hot or cold in our daily living. What we want to find out is why is it important to have a conversation about water? And then, of course, how does it influence our overall well-being beyond just quenching the thirst?
Okay, thank you so much, Mwela. So like you have mentioned to say water ni chintu chikulu, manzi ni chintu chikulu, mukunkala kwatu. You know you can't do without water.
Yes.
Be it in your body, be it usage at home. Kumankala sometimes you hear people saying, if it's better, nilibe malite but manzi nila. Nilinayo, yes. Just for survival. You know water does a lot of things. For safety we need water. For cleanliness, we need water access, and also for good habits, like healthy habits, we need water. And also water helps us not only to quench our thirst, but also to do some metabolic processes, to assist in metabolic processes in the body.